Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Sunday, January 2nd. I'm your host, Rena Scherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. A huge rush of earnings pre-announcements are expected to flow out of the ICR conference and JP Morgan Healthcare conference next week. There will also be the first round of scheduled Q4 earnings reports, with Delta and major banks stepping into their earnings confessional. Economic reports in the week ahead are headlined by the consumer price release on January 13th and retail sales release on the 15th. The sudden flip of the Senate to Democrat control was well received by investors so far. Now the trick is to see if the bids in electric vehicle, cannabis, and solar stocks can hold up. Investors will also be gauging political backlash risk for Twitter, Facebook, and Google for their handling of President Trump's social media accounts and accusations of inciting violence after the fatal storming of the U.S. Capitol. In earnings news, Vox International reports on the 11th, Albertsons and KB Home on the 12th, IHS Market on the 13th, Afria, BlackRock, Charles Schwab, Delta Airlines, and Taiwan Semiconductor on the 14th. Citigroup, JP Morgan, and Wells Fargo report on the 15th. In IPO news, IPOs slated to price next week include Affirm Holdings, Driven Brands, Puke Music Holding, Motorsport Games, Petco Health and Wellness, Playtika Holding, Poshmark, and Killian International Holding. This year's CES event will feature about 1,000 vendors in a virtual format, compared to the 4,500 vendors that went to Vegas a year ago. Some of the products expected to create a buzz include new NVIDIA GeForce GPUs, a robotics-powered tractor from John Deere, Acer Chromebooks and gaming monitors, Lenovo laptops and desktops, and plenty of next-generation LG, Samsung, and Sony TVs. Innovation around AI, robotics, and self-driving electric vehicle tech will also be featured. Keynote speakers this year include Advanced Micro Devices CEO, General Motors CEO, Microsoft President, and Verizon CEO. Other notable speakers on the agenda include Best Buy CEO, MasterCard CEO, and Walmart CEO. Companies holding news conferences at CES 2021 include Caterpillar, Magna International, Intel, and Sony. Samsung holds its Galaxy Unpacked 2021 event. The latest version of the company's Galaxy S smartphone is expected to be unveiled. Samsung is anticipated to have three different models of the flagship phone: the 6.2-inch S21, the 6.7-inch S21 Plus, and the 6.8-inch S21 Ultra. The company is holding the event about a month earlier on the calendar than usual. Shareholders are expected to vote on the Parsley Energy Pioneer Natural Resources merger to clear a path for the deal to close next week. The nearly $10 billion ConocoPhillips Contro Resources deal also goes to a vote on the 15th. The conference calendar heats up with the Needham Growth Conference, JP Morgan Healthcare Conference, H.C. Wainwright BioConnect Conference 2021, Evercore ISI Virtual Consumer and Retail Summit 2021, and ICR Exchange Conference are all on tap. This week in Barron's Mentions, the stocks and themes drawing attention in Barron's Weekly Edition. The publication breaks down some investments to consider to ride the blue wave, combining post-pandemic renormalization trends, green investments, delay tax increases, 2022 at the earliest, and the expectation for only a moderate boost to regulation. The list of potential winners includes Disney, Southwest Airlines, Zscaler, Toll Brothers, the iShares Global Clean Energy ETF, which trades under ICLN, Travelers, and Vulcan Materials. In a separate article, the unique risk of investing in China is said to be highlighted by the curious case of Alibaba and the missing slash hiding Jack Ma. This week in our single stock focus, we're covering an ETF, MSOS, the first time we're covering an ETF in this space, but we think it's a nice time to start. With U.S. cannabis stocks soaring, MSOS is uniquely positioned to capture some of those gains. The ETF closed the week at $43. Cornerstone Investments covers the ETF. For many years, it was almost impossible to find an ETF that provides pure play exposure to the U.S. cannabis sector. However, that changed when the AdvisorShare Pure U.S. Cannabis ETF was introduced on September 2, 2020. We believe this ETF represents by far the best way for investors to play the U.S. cannabis sector, which holds tremendous opportunity and upside. Cornerstone Investments goes on. Over the last few years, cannabis companies had to prove to investors that they can be profitable and scalable. After Canadian cannabis companies generally failed to meet market expectations after the 2018 Canadian legalization, investors cast a dubious eye on the entire cannabis industry and generally penalized cannabis stocks in 2019. Even to date, many Canadian companies are still struggling to survive after billions of dollars were wasted on overbuilding greenhouses. However, U.S. MSOs have improved EBITDA margin, with several generating over $500 million in annual revenue. Using Trulieve as an example, the company has consistently reported over 50% in EBITDA margin, which is impressive. Many other MSOs have improved their profitability as they scale and mature. MSO's portfolio is heavily weighted toward MSOs, which is our favorite group of stocks to own in the U.S. cannabis sector. Importantly, it also has holdings in other cannabis-related sectors, such as a cannabis REIT and several pick-and-shovel plays. Given the broad economic implication of cannabis legalization, we expect multiple sectors to benefit, including MSOs and adjacent industries that are also represented by MSOS. Cornerstone Investments then compares it to the other cannabis ETFs out there. The ETF MG Alternative Harvest ETF, trading under MJ, is a U.S.-listed ETF that does not have exposure to U.S. MSOs, which is a major flaw. Its top holdings are largely Canadian LPs, such as Aphria, Canopy, and Tilray. AdvisorShares Pure Cannabis ETF YOLO is another ETF that has a large exposure to U.S. cannabis stocks, including the top MSOs. What's different from MSOS is that YOLO also holds Canadian LPs. For example, Village Farms is its largest holding at 9.3%, and Aphria and Canopy are each weighted at about 4%. For investors looking to leverage the U.S. cannabis sector and avoid the less attractive Canadian market, we think MSOS is better due to its concentration on U.S. names only. Overall, Seeking Alpha authors skew bullish on MSOS, with one very bullish, two bullish, and one neutral. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can also sign up for our other podcasts, Alpha Trader, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, Let's Talk ETFs, and Marketplace Roundtable Podcast, on those platforms as well. Have a great week.